greatest name in gun cleaning oil, brings you The Adventures with Kennedy Lumplump, our WRC hunting and fishing expert. Remember Owl Oil, for people who don't give a hoot. Clean your gun, Rudy's Toot Toot. Hear what Mr. C.B. Claude of Alexandria, Virginia has to say about Owl Oil.
Well, sir, I've been using Owl Oil on my rifles and guns for the last 25 years, and I've yet to hit anything. Well, just last week, the gun fell apart and hit me right in the kneecap.
Remember, if you want to clean your gun the low-budget way, use Owl Oil, pioneered and developed by RCA. Now, let us join Mr. Kennedy Lumplump, our hunting and fishing expert, with today's lesson on hunting.
Good evening, sport fans and all those who love the outdoors and the crisp green rocks and the moss-covered fields. I think I got that backwards, but you get the general idea there.
Kennedy, what's in store for us today?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about duck hunting. It's almost that time of year when people will be getting out there in the duck blinds and waiting for the ducks to fly over there.
Would you give us a little bit, say, for the novice, the amateur, the beginner, how does a beginner learn to call a duck?
Well, first thing, there are several ways of calling a duck. There's the obvious, here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
Is this the beginner's way?
That is from nowhere, believe me. You won't get any results at all when you call a duck that way.
When you're planning a duck hunt or going out into the duck blinds, is it?
Yeah, with blinds.
What would you suggest the best preparation?
Well, first of all, you got to have a gun.
Well oiled?
Well, usually I am by the time I get out there. But oh, the gun, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I'm sure owl oil.
With owl oil, yes. No, I wouldn't use that. You won't hit anything if you use that.
Mr. C.B. Clyde agrees with you.
Anyway, you take this, you got to have a gun, you know, the right caliber. Then, of course, you have to have the duck blind. Then, of course, it's important that you have about two great big half-gallon thermos bottles full of hot coffee and also a half a loaf of bread in reserve. Some nice meat kept on ice there, a few pickles, potato chips, and a little cake, something sweet there to nibble on for dessert, and plenty of crispy things like celery, radishes, and things of that nature.
Aside from being a Terpsichorean, I understand that you're also an Epicurean, Mr. Lumplump.
That's right, yes.
How else do you call? You were kidding, of course, when you say here.
Yes, usually I call ducks the other way.
How do you call a duck?
Like this.
What's the other way, huh? What are you doing on the telephone, Mr. Lumplump here?
Hello, Oliver. How are you? This is Ken Lumplump. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, that was Oliver Duck. He's a friend of mine. I was calling him on the phone.
That's a little bit ridiculous. Now, can you give us an example? Give us a real duck call.
You want a real legitimate duck call?
Give us a duck call.
Okay, guaranteed to bring results.
Right.
Here we go.
All right.
Here, look at that.
What's flying in the studio?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Now, wait a minute. That's not a duck. What is that?
I attracted the NBC peacock.